Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Is your sedentary lifestyle killing you? What does that question mean? Does it mean that if you're sitting around watching your television show that you're just building up plaques in your arteries, that you're contributing to your heart disease? Well, it just might mean that. My guest is Dr. Katrine Tudor-Locke. She's associate professor and the director of the Walking Behavior Laboratory at Pennington Biomedical Research Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tudor-Locke. Let's talk about sedentary lifestyle. What constitutes, because I think people are not misinformed, but don't always judge what a true sedentary lifestyle is versus what they think their activity level is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The definition's kind of changed over the years, too. Once upon a time, a sedentary lifestyle was somebody who just didn't exercise. And exercise being, you know, the vigorous, intensity, sweaty sort of stuff. So somebody who didn't engage in that, at least a certain degree, was considered sedentary. But now as our society has changed, you know, we have a changing definition of a sedentary behavior lifestyle, too, now. So it's not just about somebody who doesn't engage in exercise, but it's also people who participate in extended long bouts of sitting. So, and that's at sitting at work, and it's also sitting in our leisure time, watching TV, and so on. So even people who might exercise, maybe if all they do the rest of the day is sit around, there's some concern that this might be not so good for people.
Okay, so, you know, obviously we are a society of increasing obesity. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. And so, the sedentary lifestyle that we don't think we necessarily have, how do you change that? It used to be, you know, Dr. Tudor-Locke, the same old, oh, park further away from the grocery store and take the stairs whenever possible. But now, if we really want to change that and incorporate things into our absolutely daily life, we've spoken about the treadmill desk, you and I. That's one mm-hmm. thing. Speak about some others.
Well, the idea is to try and replace sedentary behaviors with light activity. So it's not necessarily turning off the TV and going out for a run. That's not the idea. It's actually keeping the TV on and perhaps puttering around the house, cleaning and sweeping and doing the dishes and folding the laundry and all those things that you go, I do that already. But that's the idea. That is good, and to keep that up. It is the idea of constantly trying to have that little energy expenditure moving around and so on. Now, I want to be clear that exercise itself has independent benefits. So this approach to try and replacing sedentary behavior with light activity doesn't mean you can get away without exercise. Exercise is still good. But when the rest of the day, when all you're doing is being drawn to the couch, is trying to get up. And the other concern is our increasingly sedentary jobs. You know, occupations have changed over the decades and are more automated and so on. So even jobs that have been traditionally thought of as very active are now fully automated and sedentary. And so there's concern that, you know, that might actually be overly detrimental to our health.
Okay, so is it, I mean, you mentioned working and then getting up and exercise and then you're sitting back all day again, you know, mm-hmm. and that's pretty detrimental. How do we know that those things, or is exercise not enough? How do you know whether it's enough what you're doing to constitute as an active lifestyle versus a sedentary lifestyle?
Well, Melanie, you're kind of hitting on my other area of interest. I study walking behavior, and one of the things I do is count people's steps per day. And we actually use steps per day, whether it's measured by pedometers or accelerometers, to determine if people are active or if they're sedentary. And so the short answer to your question is we advocate that people average over at least 7,500 steps per day. We say avoid those days under 5,000 because that means you must be sitting a lot in order to accrue so very few steps per day. And then the other thing is we say of the 7,500 or at least 7,500, make 3,000 of the at least at a fast pace, like a brisk pace. So we try to encompass recommendations to walk more, sit less, and exercise.
Well, that is a great point. And one of the things that I always encourage parents to do, Dr. Tudorlach, is get pedometers, wear them with your kids, because getting kids active during the day, especially during the summer months when maybe they don't have camp and they'd rather sit around, is to make it a competition and say, okay, who gets the most steps today or this week? And whoever it does gets to choose what we do on the weekend or something along those lines. But wouldn't that be a great way for everybody to just get a pedometer, wear it, and see, just like journaling what you eat for a couple of days, see how many steps you actually do take a day. And yep. Then try and get that up to that 7,000, 7,500, which is a lot harder than most people realize.
Right. And the thing is, although, you know, some people will say, well, you're counting steps, what's that have to do with sedentary? But we do know that as you increase your steps, you're obviously putting time into that, and that means you are decreasing time spent sitting. So we do know that. It's just another way of making sure that you're kind of getting to what you want.
Okay, so pedometers. Get a pedometer. That's one great way. Treadmill
Absolutely.
Desk, that's another great way.
What? I mentioned TV watching, and you know, that's not just an example. That is the top sedentary behavior by time use studies in the U.S. And if you're going to try and curb any specific behavior or replace a behavior or try to do dual tasking movement while you're doing behavior, it's TV watching. So while you're watching Think You Could Dance, do a little jig. And while you're watching The Voice, you know, do your laundry, those sorts of things. So TV watching is a very important target.
TV watching, and as I've said before, I won't watch TV unless I'm on my treadmill, unless it's like right before, you know, late at night or something like that. But otherwise, TV watching, a huge one. And what about people after dinner? They're full. They sit down. Ugh, I'm so full now. That's the best time right there.
Yeah, you hit a good point there. We talk about glucose response to eating, and the time right after work is a perfect window to do some sort of activity, and that's the time when you take Fido out for a walk or you take your kids out into the backyard and play Frisbee. It doesn't have to be vigorous or anything like that, but we do know that that activity, especially after consumption of a meal, is going to have a clear effect on your postprandial responses.
Okay, so all of these things are really great ways to get that sedentary lifestyle. Then how do you know it's working?
Well, you know what? When I've worked with people before about on these sorts of angles, they tell me it's the PFF. And I go, what, the PFF? What's that? It's the pants fitting factor. And they tell me, you know, maybe the scale doesn't budge or all these other things, but they know their pants are looser on them. And they take great pride showing me how loose their pants are on them.
And the scale? Do you like to jump on the scale, or are you not into that?
You know, I'm a personal sort of, you know, quantified self, so I quantify myself all the time. But certainly it's not something that everybody needs to do. And, in fact, when you start to be more physically active, you might not see the scale move for quite a while, especially as you're starting to perhaps build muscle and so on. So it's not as big issue. And for people who are interested in, you know, trimming their waist, which it's got some good health benefits associated with it, that's captured in that PFF factor.
What about blood work? Will that show that you're not, if you were a sedentary person and you know this about yourself, get your blood work checked and then start this new lifestyle, kind of adapt that new lifestyle, pedometers, television, doing all these things, and then get your blood work? Will that show anything?
We are starting to see evidence around that. We haven't seen a lot in that area, but a lot of the movement, the changes in those factors are related to weight loss, so it is kind of a tipping factor to getting into that area. But there, we need to accumulate more evidence in this area. It's still largely unknown.
And we definitely need to get out of the sedentary lifestyle habit that we're all in. Be honest with yourself. Keep a journal of your activity. Get a pedometer. Stop sitting when you watch television. Maybe even get a treadmill desk. Take a walk after dinner. Walk with your kids. Ride bikes with your kids. These are all things that you can do. Even play with your kids. Play basketball and Foursquare. All of these things are what you can do. And that's what it's really all about. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and right here on Radio MD. Remember, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. This is Melanie Cole, and let's all stay well.